This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm calling this segment Game, Set, Match. And let me tell you why. Because it's so fun being right. And I mean that in two ways, people. Right as in correct, and right as in politically sane. Game, set, match. There was a mountain of evidence, folks, before the jabs were rolled out to make lucid people skeptical. This is what Scott Adams said, the creator of Gilbert. And he admitted this. He says the non-vaxxers won. And here's his rationale. Now, part of it was wrong, but here are the three major points. One, you shouldn't trust the government or big corporations. Now, there was a time when I was growing up where I would have said, no, that's not true. You can trust the government and big corporations, which shows you how naive I was. And then the second thing is, if in terms of why we were right, the anti-vaxxers, as he calls us, he says, you survived the disease and you built up immunity. Yeah, we survived the disease that had a survival rate of 99.99%. But here's the biggest point. He says, you have nothing to worry about. If you survived it, you're not worried about the next variants or whatever. Your body's built up the antibodies and what have you. And he says, I got to still worry. I got vaccinated. I got to worry about blood clots. I got to worry about myocarditis. I got to worry about all these other things that you don't have to worry about. Welcome again, people. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Game, set, match. You know what the people who were criticizing me for having spreading misinformation have yet to do? They have yet to send me a note. They have yet to call the show to say, you know what, Kevin? So sorry, man. They haven't even said, you know what? I think there is some wiggle room that maybe you were right. They haven't said anything. They certainly haven't admitted that I was right, which only a fool wouldn't. And I know, Kevin, you're not going to win any friends if you keep polarizing people. Look, you can think of it any way you want. I don't give a crap what people think. When I've delivered the truth, when I've given you enough information, and you still want to ignore it, and I'm the bad guy, you're not going to shoot the messenger. I'm bulletproof. I don't care what you think. You're an idiot if you did something that could hurt your body, and you didn't do enough due diligence on it. I know people that go into the meet with medical professionals all the time. They say, this is what's bothering me. They haven't done 1 ounce of research into their problem. They rely on the medical professional. And I get it. You say, well, that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. That is the most ignorant thing you could do in your life. What you want to do is say, look, here's my problem. I've looked into it. You're the professional. But it seems like here's what may be happening. You want to give them some direction. And the better you are at doing, it's like taking your car and go, what's wrong with your car? Well, no, it's making a noise. Well, where? In the engine? In the tire? In the back of the front? I don't know. Just, why don't you just look at it? If you tell the guy it's making a noise, it seems like it's coming from the front. It sounds like it could be a piston. The more you give him, the better he's going to be. Now, he's going to look at it. He's the pro, but you'd be crazy not to give him some information. And you know what people did with COVID? They didn't care. They dismissed it. Game, set, match. You want to seal your fate? Go into something ignorant. Go into a contract. Don't read it. Just sign. Sign here. You know how many contracts I got ready to, I looked at, they put in front of my face, and I was like looking it over, and I was like, I don't agree to this clause. And you know what they say? Well, Kevin, it's our standard agreement. I mean, but feel free to look it over. And when I look it over, and I send it to my attorney to review, and he sends me his or her notes, and in some cases, I just look it over myself. I don't even need the attorney. I know how to read a lot of contracts. And I go, this is crazy. Why would I cede this over, sign this over to you? Scratch this. Get rid of this. No, I won't accept this. And you know what? They come back every single time I've done it. Okay, no problem with those changes. But without those changes, my butt would have been in a pickle, or I don't know, picking the metaphor that works. You get what I'm saying? You should be checking stuff. And so this guy, Scott, as I mentioned before, a mountain of evidence to make anybody skeptical. And here are the four points that they talk about. The mRNA technology had been disastrous in all previous development tests, including horrible deaths for animal subjects a decade earlier. Fauci was leading the charge to promote the jabs, and as everyone should have been aware before listening to him, his track record of giving advice in the early days of the new disease is abysmal. And he went on to tell people about, they talk about the AIDS thing that Fauci gave advice on. The next one, one of the first nurses to get jabbed, her name was Tiffany Dover, you may not remember this, she had an adverse reaction almost immediately. Some people said, no, she had a thing for needles. And they said, well, why would you pick someone who was afraid of, had a problem with needles to get jabbed on television? And why would she be a nurse if she were afraid of needles? And oh, by the way, here's the biggest question. Where is she now? Perhaps more importantly, by the time the jabs were ready to roll out, the death rates for COVID-19 had dropped dramatically. It was as if the numbers were artificially inflated ahead of the presidential election, only to have a perfectly timed miracle of three jabs simultaneously coming available a couple of weeks later. Now, the guy writing this says, that's just the data before the first jab rolled out. Within 3 weeks after they became available to the public, we saw the claims going from 100% effective, 99% effective, 94% effective. With 9 weeks, the effectiveness had dropped to 90%, at which point they started shifting narratives from breakthrough cases are rare to COVID vaccines don't stop infection or transmission, but they reduce hospitalizations. Then they changed the definition of a vaccine. Don't believe me. Go look it up. Folks, there's a skepticism that you should have that's just innate. Question. Elon Musk said recently he felt like dying after his second COVID-19 booster. He says, I had major side effects from my second booster shot. Felt like I was dying for several days. Hopefully, no permanent damage, but I don't know. I admire Elon Musk for a lot of things, but really? He's better than this. Hey, folks, short break. We got a lot to talk about. Keep it good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There is so much going on in the world of leftists, folks. So many stories breaking, so many things ready to break, so many things that it's obvious that they've cheated at or, you know, screwed somebody over. You can't even speak to it all. And what I have to tell you is this. Forget what they do. It truly is, what are the implications of what they do that is most important? Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're going to get back to the metaphor of COVID because I plan to pound those who accuse these so-called anti-vaxxers of misinformation. And I want to begin, I'm going to jump off this topic for just a second, but I want to reemphasize that calling us anti-vaxxers was the first misinformation. Because the anti-vaxxers were people who got other vaccines. It was very few. There are very few people I know who are anti-COVID vax, who were anti-tetanus vax, or who didn't get a litany of shots in their youth and never complained about it. I'm just telling you, that should tell you all you need to know, that these people completely mislabeled us, because that's what they like to do. They give you the name. You're a racist. You might have 14 black children, have adopted 3 Guatemalan midgets, and they will still call you a racist. Now, on the subject of vaccines, I will tell you now, I am an anti-vaxxer. I don't want to get anything. I don't trust this government as far as I can throw them. So anyway, we're going to circle back on it. But from a different perspective, in terms of metaphors, I want you to consider Biden's new nightmare of mishandling classified documents. I want you to just think for just a second, everything that applies with this new development. Consider what he said about Trump being irresponsible. Now applies to Biden. And Biden has been wholly irresponsible because his documents were available to anybody. Hunter Biden is seen in the very car parked in the garage where they discovered classified documents. Now, when Biden made the comment that Trump was irresponsible, he also implied he was above reproach. I would never do something so irresponsible. Which leads you back to everything else he's ever said. I did this. I sponsored this legislation. I did that. Do we really need to play a litany of Biden things that Biden lies? I mean, it's not even, you know, when I think about this, there are Biden lies that are blatant that even the media called him out for. His school records, all kinds of stuff. And then there's his latest lies that they ignore. Did you have anything to do with it? I didn't have anything to do with my son's stuff and all that. And you guys have heard me talk about this before, but it bears repeating. Why would you deny helping your son in business? If I were vice president and my son were running an international business and they said, have you helped your son in business? I would go, of course I've helped him. I haven't done anything illegal, but of course. I've met with his people. If it helps my son to say my father's the vice president, Dad, can you come to a dinner so they can meet you because, you know, they love your work? Absolutely. But Joe Biden can't even say that. Oh, he's the doting father. He's the guy who will stand up for his crackhead no matter what, who will tell you he's the best man he knows. But when it comes to me helping my son in his business, oh, no, no, no. Doesn't even make sense on a common sense level. So, you know, we're talking about this metaphorically, but I want you to think about, I mean, and I want to touch on all the things that this brings up about Biden and the Biden family and everything else. Because what has Joe lied about? The biggest lie that he's told is he thinks he's president. You think maybe people are going to start to question the Democrats once the lies are exposed? Because they've been, you know, talking about this man as if
Donald Trump is so hated.
They're even saying this about Carrie Lake. Well, the number of Republicans in Maricopa County that switched and voted for Katie Hobbs. And you know what I brought up? I said, you know what they never talk about, what you're never going to hear anybody say. The number of Democrats who switched and voted for Trump. The number of Democrats who switched and voted for Carrie Lake versus Katie Hobbs. They were going to say,
Carrie Lake lost 34,000 Republicans in Maricopa.
Katie Hobbs, how many people did she lose?
She talks like she's a decade and she went in debate. I'm not going to debate.
They won't tell you. It's the same thing with gun control.
Oh, guns killed 200 people yesterday, 400 people last year.
But they won't tell you. Guns save 2 million lives every year or whatever. I know it's 7 figures. They don't want to tell you that. Understand all that we've been preaching about Biden, folks. Bona fide liar. You can capitalize a word, but you can't put enough exclamation points to emphasize that Biden is a pathological, bona fide, certifiable liar. And the Democrats knew it. And interestingly, even knowing that, they still cheated to get this man elected. Which brings me to one of my other points. When Biden is declared to officially be a liar about this latest incident, about his classified documents, about what they did to use those classified documents, about his knowledge of Hunter Biden's business dealings and a host of other things, what's this going to do to election integrity? That's just for starters. When it is determined, and it will be, that Joe Biden is the big guy, how will the Democrats play this? Because metaphorically, everything we're talking about here, irresponsible. Donald Trump was irresponsible. Well, what are you, Joe Biden, when not only do you have classified documents, you probably let Hunter and his assigns, meaning anybody associated with Hunter, look at these classified documents outside of a SCIF. And for those who don't know what a SCIF is, it is a sensitive compartmented information facility where all classified documents are supposed to be viewed and then put back into the archives where they're found. And Joe Biden violated this in spades. The big guy. So I ask Democrats again, as you analyze your lies about Wu Flu, your lies about Donald Trump and Russian collusion and Ukrainian extortion and bimbo eruptions and everything else that's going on, what say you when your chief, your El Guapo, your El Jefe, maybe not so El Guapo, when it's found out about everything that he's done, how crooked his family is, and how the media supported it, and how the DOJ was part of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
What became a political problem, for Republicans, is now a national security problem for the country.
Senator Lindsey Graham on word of another case of classified documents. Lawyers for former Vice President Mike Pence say they found a small number of papers at Pence's suburban Indianapolis home. In Atlanta, the Fulton County DA wants a judge to keep under seal a special grand jury report on alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's presidential election results. It's the broadest hint yet. The charges are coming. The former FBI agent charged with working for Russian oligarchs is free on $500,000 bond. Charles McGonigal is accused of taking bribes from an Albanian spy while still working at the bureau, then of helping a Russian oligarch after he retired. Walmart says it's raising its minimum pay to $14 an hour. That's a hike of about 17%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One of the reasons that commercial air travel is so safe in this country is that the FAA has stringent guidelines for the health of pilots, and that's, of course, important. You don't want your pilot dying with a plane load full of passengers. And yet, here's something pretty amazing that happened without much notice at all, without any explanation publicly. The FAA just made a major change in the health requirements for pilots with heart damage. The FAA has significantly broadened the acceptable EKG range for commercial pilots. Steve Kirsch reported this on his Substack. Now, the change now allows people with injured hearts, cardiac injury, to fly. Now, the FAA made this change last October, just after the vaccines were rolled out and made mandatory. Why? Well, we reached out to the FAA today for an explanation. They claim they, quote, follow standard processes based on data and science, whatever that means.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That's just for starters. We told you the story of all these elitists are saying, we only want unvaccinated pilots to fly our jets. You can bet all those green weenies and those New World Order people that went to Davos the other day, and we're going to talk about the WEF another day this week. But you can bet they made sure their pilots didn't have vaccinations. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. This is only the beginning. You know, I talked earlier in the broadcast. I said, look at the metaphor for everything that's going on. When you think about what we were lied to about COVID, what we were lied to about the vaccines, and what we're finding out. And so you ask yourself, can you trust government? Can you trust the WHO, the World Health Organization? Can you trust your CDC? Can you trust the FDA? Can you trust the Biden administration? Can you trust any of their so-called experts in anything? I'm talking global climate change, all of it. Can you trust them? Short answer is, heck no, you can't. You can't trust them in anything. They will lie to your face. They don't care.
Oh, Kevin, it's about the greater public good and your health.
They kill people. They blatantly kill people. So now, guess what? We're learning more about this stuff. I hate to keep using Tucker clips, but you know he's sounding the alarm bell. There are many other people doing it. Producers, no offense. Let's stop wearing Tucker out here. But I do have another Tucker clip. And it has to do with the Pfizer boosters causing stroke.
Pfizer's COVID booster became available. The CDC, which has done a lot of promotion of Pfizer recently, recommended it officially. CDC said the shot was safe and effective, just like they told us the vaccine stops the transmission of COVID. But now, months later, now that a lot of people who raise questions have been banished from public conversation as science deniers, the CDC is admitting that actually the shot could be dangerous. The CDC's real-time data monitoring system has found a potential link between Pfizer's new bivalent COVID booster and strokes in people over the age of 65. We wanted to speak to the most responsible possible source on this story. Marty McCary is that. He's professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, and he joins us to assess this news. Doctor, thanks a lot for coming on. So let's turn it over to you. What do you make of this?
Well, we know that out of 550,000 Medicare beneficiaries, 130 of them had a stroke within 3 weeks of the new bivalent vaccine. Now, this is the vaccine where it was authorized without any randomized controlled trial. Now, there was clearly a statistically significant signal over the baseline rate of stroke, or else we would have never been hearing about this for sure. And when there is a statistically significant increase, that triggers a deeper dive. Now, the CDC has tried to quickly downplay it and said, oh, well, we checked it out in other databases like the Medicare database, which is a database of billing codes. It's not designed to look at actual clinical events. So it's not fair to say that we looked at another imprecise database and didn't see it there. And it's not that far of a stretch. If you remember, in September, we had a big study come out that showed that the incidence of complications, severe adverse events, not just lying in bed, was 1 in 800, and the German study said it was 1 in 5,000. Now, I'm not saying pull the vaccine from the market, but we've pulled vaccines for frequencies of adverse events far less common than we're seeing with the COVID vaccine. Rotavirus was pulled for a complication rate of 1 in 10,000, and the swine flu vaccine was pulled for a complication rate of 1 in 100,000. So there's clearly something there. The FDA's own analysis that somebody there co-authored with other researchers found that there was a clear incidence of pulmonary embolism 50% higher than baseline from the COVID vaccine. It's not a big stretch. Now, the FDA, which is supposed to be our top regulatory agency, said, don't release this data to the public because it'll hurt public trust. The way to increase public trust is to be totally honest and transparent and show us the underlying data set. Instead, the CDC has said, look, we ran other statistical tests, and in the other statistical tests, we didn't see the complication play out. But you don't just run statistical test after test until one of them shows that the signal goes away. You actually run the proper statistical test, which is why the underlying data set should be public information.
Well, of course. And I just don't understand if the U.S. government could recommend a medicine that hadn't been subject to a randomized double-blind trial. That's just absolutely crazy to me. But I appreciate you bringing us that news. Dr. Marty McCary of Johns Hopkins, thank you.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Not me talking. Guy says 550,000 people, 130 of them stroked within 3 weeks. Significant numbers over baseline. And he goes to give you all the statistics to back this stuff up, folks. These are the real experts. And there are people out there who will argue this. You want to know why they argue this? They don't like to be wrong. If I were wrong, I'd come on this radio show and say, you know what, guys? I was completely wrong. I had misinformation. I was giving. Here's how I. What led me to find out how I was wrong, and I want to correct the record. I don't want anybody dying over my words. But these buffoons can get actual information, actual facts, not made up by me. I'm not cherry picking this stuff because I go, oh, I'm going to find something that meets my narrative. If I found something that blew a hole in my narrative, I swear on my mother's grave I would present it to you. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. CDC downplaying it, comparing it to a Medicare database, for goodness sakes. Let me give you some poll numbers before we get into more, even, in my opinion, more salacious data around this stuff. But they did a Rasmussen poll released on January the 2nd. Sample of 1,000 adults. Nearly half of Americans believe that the COVID-19 vaccines probably caused a, quote, significant number of unexplained deaths. And let me tell you, if you'd taken this poll a few months ago, pre-Elon Musk taking over Twitter, this number might have been 20%. They were suppressing all the... And what's funny about the people that are pro-vax, they won't even admit that these people were suppressing information, suppressing life-saving data. They pretend that never happened. Said over a quarter said they personally know someone whose death may have been caused by vaccine side effects. Well, most of us know somebody now because they say that girl, a Diamond of Diamond Silk, got vaccinated and died right after. Now, I can tell you others. So, and they, according to this report, a quarter of us, 25% of the people, know somebody who was doing fine, got the vaccine, kaput. They asked this question, whether people got the shot and how likely it is that the jab side effects have, quote, caused a significant number of unexplained deaths. 49% said likely. They said the side effects are responsible for a significant number of deaths that remain unexplained. And let me tell you how you also know. Look at the write-ups about there was a guy, a teacher, 35 years old, drops dead in front of his students. In all my years of being a student, can't remember it ever happened. Had a teacher die in a car wreck. Had a teacher die of suicide. Not because of me. Probably a lefty. I could get going. None of them dropped dead. 35 years old, drops dead. You want to know, and you, let me tell you, in the story, do you think they went, oh, he was vaccinated? I dare you. Find me a story where somebody drops dead of SADS. Sudden death, under 50 years old, and they go, well, he was vaccinated. He got the Pfizer shot. They won't even tell you.
Well, cause of death is unknown.
No, it isn't. They know it. They don't want to tell you. They said 71% said themselves have been vaccinated against COVID, with 38% of those believing that the vaccine side effects are at least somewhat likely responsible for it. So this is the ones who got vaccinated. Among the 26% who said that they have not been vaccinated, 77% said it is at least somewhat likely that these side effects are the cause of these mysterious deaths. Almost half the country now is finally understanding that these shots are creating massive problems for people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Pfizer booster causing strokes. That's the latest report. We played a clip in the last segment of Tucker Carlson talking about it with some doctor that's saying the anomalies for Pfizer's new booster and this sudden stroke, people stroking out, is way above baseline. And it's amazing to me, quite honestly, that they're actually reporting this, because Pfizer has done such a number on keeping stuff under the radar. the number of people who've gotten clots, the number of people who are dropping dead from heart attacks or getting some form of heart disease. Youngsters, particularly young boys, that we haven't even gotten into some of the other side effects like intimacy and the inability to have babies, which a lot of us conspiracy theorists believe might very well be the case, that they want to limit the world's population. And what better way than to adjust your RNA, your DNA, and then secondarily, if they can keep the population dying at a crazy rate, if they can reduce the amount of time people live, even better. And why not target those toxic males? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm no conspiracy theorist. I'm a truth theorist. Heart attacks up 17% in Australia. I know. Global climate change, because it couldn't possibly be related to the vaccine. I mean, what other thing could there be? It's got to be something else. I don't know, like breathing air. Are they fishing more in Australia? Something's changed in Australia, but it couldn't possibly be related to the draconian measures that said you needed to get vaccinated that created a 17% increase in heart attacks in Australia. When will the vaxxers admit to their lies and their misinformation? And they continue to support it. I don't care. You can throw facts upon facts at these people. And let me tell you what they do. It's like talking to a child. Give them the facts. Well, you don't understand. I had a guy argue me. He says, the entire world community, world health community, thinks like I do. And I went, really? Prove it. The entire health. You know who agrees with you? The people who got paid. And let me tell you this. The people who were sounding the alarm bells, the Robert Malones and the many others, the Dr. Pennyworth, or I think it was her name, they were suppressed. Don't tell me this information got out there equally. That is absolute BS nonsense. And that is the reason why Pfizer wanted to hide its data for 75 years. Given the average lifespan of the person who got the poke is about 30 years, why not hide it for 75 years just to be on the safe side? Lies packed on top of lies about the vaccine, and they continue to lie. Canada, folks, has a stroke season like baseball. Stroke season comes right after flu season is what they say. Have you seen this? They say, or is it just the booster season? They're wondering why this new bivalent vaccine is linked to strokes in people over 65 years old. Gaslighting people. They said one study linked strokes not getting the flu shot. In another study, the authors say there was clear evidence of seasonal occurrence for stroke in general. This seasonal effect was found in ischemic stroke, but not for hemorrhagic stroke. Huh. The strokes under investigation by the CDC are ischemic or ischemic strokes. They say the new bivalent stroke inducer, the CDC now admits that the vaccine could cause strokes in people over 65. Dr. Makari explained this, and we played the clip earlier. 130 people out of 550,000 on Medicare had a stroke within 3 weeks after getting this new bivalent vaccine, approved without any randomized double-blind trials. Nobody does this in real medicine. You only do this when you have immunity. And the adverse effects triggered a signal over the baseline strokes. We talked about this, but I want to go into the numbers. Actually, before we do that, know this. The FDA tried to keep this data secret. This is, I think, what bothers me the most about what we're learning about COVID, what we're learning about the vaccines, what we're learning about different things like clots. Myocarditis, strokes, GBS. If you look at any of these things individually and you see the dramatic uptick, and these people lie. Oh, no, it was because of this, or it was because of that, or This wasn't taken into account. Or they just blatantly falsified the data. With bears, they aren't even putting it all into the system. Outside of bears, they're just making it up. I mean, go back to the beginning. And I hate retreading. But go back to the beginning. And what do we have? They lied about the number of people who were dying from this disease. They lied about the number of people getting it. If you don't even know you have it, and you,
15 million people had it.
Okay, but you can take a test and they go, well, you don't know you had it. Well, then why haven't 500 million people had it? If you can have something and not know it, how can you give me an accurate number? See, I'm just applying common sense. So then they go, we'll test you with this test that they say is somewhere between 50 to 70%. 50 on the low end, 70% on the high end. That's 50 to 30% of the testing that is irrelevant. That's a big enough sample to make the test useless. But what do they do? Oh, you have COVID, even though you don't know it. And you can't go to your kid's baseball game or basketball game or whatever. Red flag. Then we get to the vaccines. And holy cow, what was a red flag? We had people, heart enlargements, fluid in the sac surrounding the heart. People that were, I saw the videos and was horrified. Let me tell you, show me a video where I'm doing this radio show, welcome everybody, it's Kevin Jackson, and I'm going, I don't want the shot. I don't need,
Kevin, it's very rare, it's one in a million.
Oh, you know what? I'll pass. I'll wait on natural immunity. And you know what you couldn't discuss? Natural immunity. You had so-called experts telling you that your body fighting off a virus is not as good as some medical group that says, we'll give you a shot and that'll be better. How many people fell for this? I know a lot of medical experts, and I don't need one of them to tell me, Kevin, if your body can fight off a disease and you can survive it, that is the best. I don't need anybody to tell me that. And Fauci said it about the flu. We played a clip of Fauci saying, she's had the flu? Well, if she's had the flu, there's nothing better than if you've had the virus, because then your body is already building up immunity. He said this about the flu, but he wouldn't say it about the Wu flu. I could go on. Anyway, let's get to this data before I run out of time. VAERS data, they actually reported it. Reports for ischemic, if I'm saying it right, stroke, 65 years old, made up 50%. Of these, 8,988 adverse event reports mentioning ischemic stroke in all age groups, with 4,117 ages 65 plus. So if you're over age 65 and you take this shot, when we get a certain age, the blood isn't flowing as smoothly because you've got plaque buildup. That's why people have strokes when they get older. You've had enough time. You've been eating a bunch of junk. You know, the body's ready to start quitting. And this is what happens. I say this is what happens when blood clot blocks the flow of blood, thus oxygen, to the brain. Typically, they form from a buildup of plaque in your arteries. Vaccine-induced ischemic strokes have been reported since 2021. I don't know whether they're saying there's been an uptick since 2021, etc., but that's what I believe they are. And this is troublesome. And people need to know the truth. And sadly, there are a group of people out there who don't care about the truth. They don't care if it hurts you. And I think that's sad. Because as I've said on this show, if there's anything that I've gotten wrong, I have no problem coming back on this show and saying, guys, I got it wrong. Sorry. I'll leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.